Deuteronomy 33. Now this is the blessing with which Moses, the man of God, blessed the sons of Israel before his death. He said, "The Lord came from Sinai, and dawned on them from Seir. He shone from Mount Paran, and he came from the midst of the myriads of holy ones. At his right hand there was flashing lightning for them. Indeed, he loves the people. All your holy ones are in your hand, and they followed in your steps. Everyone takes of your words. Moses issued to us the law, a possession for the assembly of Jacob, and he was king in Jeshurun, when the heads of the people gathered, the tribes of Israel together. May Reuben live and not die, nor may his people be few." And this was regarding Judah, so he said, "Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him to his people. With his hands he contended for them, and may you be a help against his adversaries." Of Levi he said, "Let your Thummim and your Urim belong to your godly man, whom you tested at Massah, with whom you contended at the waters of Meribah, who said of his father and his mother, 'I did not consider them.' And he did not acknowledge his brothers, nor did he regard his own sons, for they kept your word, and complied with your covenant. They will teach your ordinances to Jacob, and your law to Israel. They shall put incense before you, and whole burnt offerings on your altar. Lord, bless his strength, and accept the work of his hands. Smash the hips of those who rise up against him, and those who hate him, so that they do not rise again." Of Benjamin he said, "May the beloved of the Lord live in security beside him, who shields him all the day long, and he lives between his shoulders." Of Joseph he said, "Blessed of the Lord be his land, with the choice things of heaven, with the dew, and from the deep waters lying beneath, and with the choice yield of the sun, and the choice produce of the months, and with the best things of the ancient mountains, with the choice things of the everlasting hills, and with the choice things of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of him who dwelt in the bush, let it come to the head of Joseph, and to the top of his head of the one who was prince among his brothers, as the firstborn of his ox. Majesty is his, and his horns are the horns of the wild ox. With them he will gore the peoples, all at once, to the ends of the earth. And those are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and those are the thousands of Manasseh." Of Zebulun he said, "Rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out, and Issachar in your tents. They will call peoples to the mountain. There they will offer righteous sacrifices, for they will draw out the abundance of the seas, and the hidden treasures of the sand." Of Gad he said, "Blessed is the one who enlarges Gad. He lies down as a lion, and tears the arm, also the crown of the head. Then he selected the choicest parts for himself, for there the ruler's portion was reserved, and he came with the leaders of the people. He executed the justice of the Lord, and his ordinances with Israel." Of Dan he said, "Dan is a lion's cub. He leaps out from Bashan." Of Naphtali he said, "Naphtali, satisfied with favor, and full of the blessing of the Lord, take possession of the sea and the south." Of Asher he said, "More blessed than sons is Asher. May he be favored by his brothers, and may he dip his foot in olive oil. Your bars will be iron and bronze. And as your days, so will your strength be. There is no one like the God of Jeshurun, who rides the heavens to your help, and the clouds in his majesty. The eternal God is a hiding place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he drove out the enemy from you, and said, 'Destroy.' So Israel lives in security, the fountain of Jacob secluded. in a land of grain and new wine. His heavens also drip down dew. Blessed are you, Israel. Who is like you? A people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help, and he who is the sword of your majesty. So your enemies will cringe before you, and you will trample on their high places. Matthew 8. When Jesus came down from the mountain, large crowds followed him, and a man with leprosy came to him and bowed down before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out with his hand and touched him, saying, "I am willing. Be cleansed." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go, show yourself to the priest, and present the offering that Moses commanded, as a testimony to them." And when Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, begging him, and saying, "Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, terribly tormented." Jesus said to him, "I will come and heal him." But the centurion replied, "Lord, I am not worthy for you to come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, with soldiers under me, and I say to this one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." Now, when Jesus heard this, he was amazed, and said to those who were following, "Truly I say to you, I have not found such great faith with anyone in Israel. And I say to you that many will come from the east and west and recline at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be thrown out into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And Jesus said to the centurion, "Go, it shall be done for you as you have believed." And the servant was healed at that very moment. When Jesus came into Peter's home, he saw his mother-in-law lying sick in bed with a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she got up and waited on him. Now when evening came, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and healed all who were ill. This happened so that what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet would be fulfilled. He himself took our illnesses and carried away our diseases. Now, when Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to depart to the other side of the sea. Then a scribe came and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "The foxes have holes, and the birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." And another of the disciples said to him, "Lord, allow me first to go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead." When he got into the boat, his disciples followed him, and behold, a violent storm developed on the sea, so that the boat was being covered by the waves, but Jesus himself was asleep. And they came to him and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." He said to them, "Why are you afraid, you men of little faith?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and it became perfectly calm. The men were amazed and said, "What kind of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" And when he came to the other side into the country of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men confronted him as they were coming out of the tombs. They were so extremely violent that no one could pass by that way. And they cried out, saying, "What business do you have with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" Now there was a herd of many pigs feeding at a distance from them. And the demons begged him, saying, "If you are going to cast us out, send us into the herd of pigs." And he said to them, "Go, And they came out and went into the pigs. And behold, the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea, and drowned in the waters. And the herdsmen ran away, and went to the city and reported everything, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their region. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, whom I long to see, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. I urge Euodia, and I urge Syntyche, to live in harmony in the Lord. Indeed, true companion, I ask you also, help these women who have shared my struggle in the cause of the gospel, together with Clement as well as the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all people. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and pleading, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if anything is worthy of praise, think about these things. As for the things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at last you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned before, but you lacked an opportunity to act. Not that I speak from need, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with little, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well to share with me in my difficulty. You yourselves know, Philippians, that at the first preaching of the gospel, after I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you alone. For even I, Thessalonica, sent you a gift more than once for my needs. Not that I seek the gift itself, but I seek the profit which increases to your account. But I have received everything in full, and have an abundance. I am amply supplied, having received from Epaphroditus what you have sent, a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Proverbs 3:27-35. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in your power to do it. Do not say to your neighbor, "Go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it to you," when you have it with you. Do not devise harm against your neighbor, while he lives securely beside you. Do not contend with a person for no reason, if he has done you no harm. Do not envy a violent person, and do not choose any of his ways, for the devious are an abomination to the Lord, but he is intimate with the upright. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. Though he scoffs at the scoffers, yet he gives grace to the needy. The wise will inherit honor, but fools will increase in dishonor. Psalm 79. God, the nations have invaded your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have laid Jerusalem in ruins. They have given the dead bodies of your servants to the birds of the sky as food, the flesh of your godly ones to the animals of the earth. They have poured out their blood like water all around Jerusalem, and there was no one to bury them. We have become a disgrace before our neighbors, an object of derision and ridicule to those around us. How long, Lord? Will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your wrath upon the nations which do not know you, and upon the kingdoms which do not call upon your name, for they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his settlement. Do not hold us responsible for the guilty deeds of our forefathers. Let your compassion come quickly to meet us, for we have become very low. Help us, God of our salvation, for the glory of your name, and save us, and forgive our sins for the sake of your name. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Let vengeance for the blood of your servants which has been shed be known among the nations in our sight. Let the groaning of the prisoner come before you. According to the greatness of your power, let those who are doomed to die remain, and return to our neighbors seven times as much into their lap. Their taunts with which they have taunted you, Lord. So we, your people, and the sheep of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever. To all generations we will tell of your praise.